from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we presented a slew of kashas on the sugyas of Erchin and Yevamis, and the question of Hazas Aral, and now we are going to get to the Mahalich, based on the Torah, Merv Rabbi Rabbogom Yaakov Dov Hamnik Shlita. Says as follows, what's the pshat in Kiddush Mechatas, and Hazas Mechatas Alatame, in mixing in the water, and the sprinkling of the water with the para, with the ashes of the para, and the sprinkling? Is it considered avoda b'parah aduma atzma? Is it considered avoda with the parah aduma itself? Because mitzad echad we can say that the kiddush is done with the afer para to make it into mechatas. We mix them together and makes it into mechatas, the water with the ash. And the hazah is the pu'ulas hatara of the parah aduma. Or we could say no, that the avoda is finished of the parah aduma, finished after Sreifa, and the Kiddush and Hazah are considered independent Maisim that come as a Hechsher for the Tara of a person. And in the Seder HaKsuvim, we find the Hefsek between Sefer HaPara and Kiddush HaEfer. It says in Bamidbar Yutas Yud, V'chibes HaOsef Es Efer HaPara Es Begadav, and the one who gathers in the Efer HaPara washes his clothing. And afterwards it starts, and Ogeh B'meis L'chol Nefesh Adam Etami Shevus Yamim Hu Yischata Bo Biyom Ashlishi, etc. Kol Nogei B'meis, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, Sos Tardim Kiyomis Ba'Oel. And then afterwards we go back to the Din of Kiddush Hazah from the Pasuk of Yud Zayin and An. So there's a little bit of a mashmos in the Seder HaKsuvim that Kiddush and Hazah are not avodas b'guf hapara. Because what do we have? First we have the avod of guf hapara. We have the guy who deals with it washing his, one who gathers the ash, washing his clothing. Then it tells us if somebody becomes Tamei, he's going to be Matami Mishkan Hashem. This is the law of somebody who becomes Tami. And then we go back to the laws of Kiddush and Hazah. So it would seem from here a little bit that a Kiddush and Hazah are not avodas in the goof of the para, but rather something separate. And this would appear to be the chiluk between the parish of Rashi and Yevamis and the parish of the Sugya in Yuman. Yevamis Rashi explains that we require a tar person to do the hazah. Why? Because chatas kariyeh rachmanah, because the Torah calls it a chatas, like a carbon. And the Yuma, Rashi explains, no. That we're ready, he's tar, because earlier on it says tar, but he doesn't say chatas kariyeh rachmanah. So we can say that the Sugin Yevamis is learning that hazah is an avoda bepara atzma. And therefore, their dinam of chatas kari rachmana is called a chatas, that are unique for the par itself. But the Sugin Yuma is learning that hazah is a separate pe'ula, and it's not part of the actual avoda of the par, and therefore it says differently why the person is, how we know that he's tar, because it says earlier tar, but not because he has to be tar, because chatas kari rachmana. And in the Sugin Yevamis there it says, that we learn in the Mishnah, that tumtum pasam lekadesh mipneshu safek arel, hainu Rebbe Akiva, a tumtum is pasul lekadesh. Why? Why can't a tumtum do a kiddush? Because it's suffik arel, and that's Rabbi Akiva de marbi la arel ki tame. He includes an arel to be like a tame person. Rabbi Akiva, Rashi says, bereish pirkin at the beginning of our perik daf ayin, ishish mizera aron midirabi la arel gabe tmeim. When the fact that an arel is included in tame, shmaminatachi adadinu, it's the same. But filinagiat shuma aser, and he's not even allowed to touch truma. And the Gemara there says, "Vayitu Amar Rava, Havei Yasiv." Now, sitting before Yosef when he gave this explanation, saying that this brisa that passed an Orel is because they hold like Rabbi Akiva that an Orel is like a Tamei, and Vikashli, and it perplexed me. Lo l'shtimetana v'lisnei Orel la'Tamei, for the Tamei should not have avoided stating an uncircumcised person and a Tamei person in one expression. V'leimu Rabbi Akiva, and one would immediately say that this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. If it is true that Rabbi Akiva equates an arel to a tamei for all matters, for touching tumah as well as eating it, then a Tana was teaching about the conveyance of tumah by touching should not have avoided mentioning the arel and the tamei together in one halacha equating them, and we would there as well understand that the halacha being taught was authored by Rabbi Akiva. Since we find no such expression, we have to conclude that the arel is being equated here regarding Parah Aduma in this Braisa to the Tamei only because the law of Parah Aduma is particularly stringent. However, with regard to touching Truma, even Rabbi Akiva would hold that an Orel can touch Truma. So an Orel cannot do Kiddush Parah Aduma, but he can at least touch Truma, because he's more kal than a regular tummy person. Rashi, lo l'shtimet, emistu Rabbi Akiva, l'chol mili aral kutami mashvilei, if you hold that Rabbi Akiva equates them for every matter, than the Tana should have said so. So we should be medactic, that Rashi writes, the Rabbi Akiva marbe l'aral kutami ki hadodi. That's the Rashi, ishish mizera beisar, the Rabbi aral gabi tmeim, shema mina de ki hadodi ninhu. Vafil in a gear de trumasa, that they're the same. Ki hadodi. And then Vaiter Rashi says, Marbile Latame L'chol Mili. In Mr. Rabbi Kiva, L'chol Mili Aral Katame. L'chol Mili. So the opinion of the Sugin Yavamis is that even according to Rabbi Lazar, an Aral is like a Tame. Because Yesh Lachkor in the psul of Arel Ba'achilas Truma, according to us, that we don't like Rabbi Akiva. So why is an Arel psul Ba'achilas Truma? Is it a Gedr Shel Tuma B'miktsas? Or is it like you would hold, like Rabbi Akiva holds, it's Alts Tuma? That's why he holds that an Arel is psul La'achilas Truma. Or maybe it's a new psul that's Shaykh to the Shem Orelus, like Karban Pesach. So from the fact that Rava asked, according to Rav Yosef, "V'chi yishtamet Tana lomer de Arul havei mamish ketame," that how come there's no Tana that says that Arul is mamish like a tame? So it would appear that Rav Yosef holds that even Lididan, even according to us, not according to Rabbi Akiva, but everybody would hold that Arul is ketame legabe truma, just not legabe para. Just Rabbi Akiva holds that Arel is mamish ketame gamur. So this is also shayach to para, and therefore an Arel can't do the kiddush para that is also para. And Rabbi Yosef holds that gam l'didan, even not according to Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Lazar, Arel is ketame legabe truma, and therefore he can eat truma, but not legabe para. But the Gabe Parah, he can be involved in the Parah. So it's Midin Tuma, not Midin Apsul Chadash of Orlis, being an Aral. And the foundation of the Sugi over there, to explain this way, is from the way it understood the member of Rebbe Lazar. Because Rebbe Lazar is Machshir. Hazal's Aral B'Parah, Midi Dahavat V'Yom. He's Machshir and Aral, to do the Hazal's Parah. Just like a Tvul Yom, and the Gemara understands that what he means is, just like Tvul Yom is Tamei Linyan Truma, but he's not Tamei Linyan Para, so to an Aral is Tamei Legabe Truma, but he's not Tamei Legabe Para. And now Rabbi Yosef comes and says that according to Rabbi Akiva, he's Tamei Gamor, and therefore we have to say that the Psul Tamei of Aral is Shayach even to Para. And that's why Gemara says, "Vakashalina perplexed me." Rabbi says, "The Tana should not have avoided stating an uncircumcised person and a tummy person in one expression, and say that it's Rabbi Akiva." Because Rabbi Akiva holds that this Aurel is mamish like a tummy. And Rashi there explains that we learned by Tvul Yom Mechlal Shehu Tamei Hainu Shehu Nechshav Ketamei Bemes Legabei Truma, because that's the whole Yisod of the Sugi over there, that he's considered Tamei or medame the shem tame of tful yom betruma to the shem tame of aral betruma. And we're saying that it doesn't pass lagabe para, just like tful yom doesn't pass lagabe para, so to aral doesn't pass lagabe para. That's why the Gemara said Viter. Mechlal Shehutame. And Rashi says, as we saw in the previous shir, Mechlal Shehutame, the Dabar Acher Kon Tful Yom Shetame Letruma. So it is, he is partially tar. He is partially tame. So this Tful Yom, Nimena Tful Yom Shekashir Bepara, even though he's partially tame. Nevertheless, for the para he's tar, and so to the arel, he's partially tame. But for the para, he's tar, according to Rebbe Lazar. And since we're learning that we're talking about the shame psul of tame b'truma, and we're discussing if this shame is shayich to also pass legabe para, therefore Rashi explains that the psul of tame b'para, even legabe hazah, is mitzad din of chatas kari rachmana. And together of psul tamei bekachin, that's dom of the truma. And even though we're memayit itzatum of the tful yom, that he's not shayach to this psul, the gabe para. Nevertheless, there is itzatuma. So adin, Rabbi Lazar learns the gabe the tzatum of aral. That, just like a tful yom, is puzzle for truma, but he's still kosher for para, so too an aral puzzle for truma, he's now that he truma, but he's kosher for para. And since we learned that the din of chatas karech mana is shaykh even by kiddush and hazah, so it must be that this sugi is learning that Kiddush and Hazah are considered like avodos that are chal on the par itself. So that's the sugya in Yevamos. Sugya in Yevamos is that we're talking about a psul kachim, chatas kari rachmana, and nevertheless, even though the person, the tful yom is partially tame for truma, he's still kasher for para. So to an RL is tame for truma, he's still kosher for para, and there's going to be no psul of kachim or chatas karechmana. Why? Because we're learning that the kiddush and hazah are part and parcel of the process of the actual para. Now in the sugi in Yuma, Rashi is learning that we say tvul yom mechlal shehu tame, what does that mean? She yotze mechlal tuma, that he was earlier tame and he's no longer tame. In other words, we're learning that the psul tvul yom b'achilas truma is not mitzad that he is ashamed tame linyan truma, but rather it's psul bifnei atzmo main mechus yuzman. It's like a mechus yuzman, it's not yet time for him. In other words, he yotze mechlal tuma, but not completely. So a tvul yom is tame for truma, not because he's ashamed tame linya truma, because we don't say chatas kari rachmana. It's not like a psul kachim, but rather tara mechal shu tame, that earlier on he was tame. Yatze mechal tuma, and now he's no longer so tame because he was tovel, and therefore he can do the hazah. So why then is a psul yom pasul b'achilas truma in the Gemara in Yuma? It's not mitzad shish al shem tame linyan truma, but rather it's a psul b'fnei atzma like a mechus yuzman. And Rashi learns that you don't have to be mechadesh a psul tame b'hazah is shayach to the psul of tame b'kachim, but rather, since it says lahedja in the pasuk, earlier, Ish Tar Vihiza, we learn that there's a Tanai of an Adam Tar. So the psul of when a person is completely Tame, when he's partially Tame, so then it's mutter, because the Tful Yom is allowed to do the Hazah, like Rabbi Lazar says. Like, right, that's just like an RL's kasher, so to a Tful Yom is kasher. And why is a person who's completely Tameh Pasul? A person who's completely Tameh is Pasul. Not because of Psul Kachim, like in the Sugin Yavamis, where Chat is Kai Rechmana, but rather because it says Lahedya in the Pasuk Shelefanav Ish Tar Vahiza, like we learned in the previous year, because it already, we know we're talking about Tar because it already says Tar. So we see that there's a Tanai of an Adam Tar Ba'azah, and therefore we don't have to come be Mechadish that we say Chatis Kai Rechmana Legabe Kiddush Vahazah. So we don't have to say Legabe Kiddush Vahazah, it's called Echatos, like we did in the Sugin Yevamis. And therefore we can say Kepshuto Shel Mikra. How do we learn Pshuto Shel Mikra? That there's a hefsek between the actual mice of the para and the Kiddush and Hazah. So Kiddush and Hazah are not part of the avod of the para itself. Rather, these are pulas of Hechshir Tara. And therefore, it's not pshat that it's part of the avod of HaKarban. Can't say Chatas Kai Rechman. But rather, it's a Hechshir Tara. So now we can be Miyashiv, the Stira Bena Pirush, and then Yevam, as Rashi explained, that Kiddush is that you mix the ash with the water. And in Yuma, Rashi says, you mix the water, you pour the water on the ashes. And Tosfos says that lahalacha it's clear that you mix the water with the ashes. Tosfos there says that halacha it's clear that you mix the ashes with the water. So Rashi Yevamos is correct. You mix the Efer b'mayim, and the Rashi and Yuma are loke halacha that you mix the water with the ash. And not only that, we said there's a stira between the two perushim. So now we understand that vaday the pula that's done al yedei simas Efer b'soch hamayim. How do you do it? You put the ashes in the water. And that's the halacha, that's the correct way, that's what we see in Maseches Para. Just in Yevamis, Rashi is learning that's an avodah b'para atzma. So Rashi emphasizes that the pu'ula is done be'efer para atzma. It's done with the ashes, because it's an avodah b'para. So he emphasizes the ashes. In Yuma, Rashi learns that it's a hechsher tara ba'amal shel mechatas. You're just preparing the mechatas to be okay, to be usable, to be kosher, and it's not an avodah b'para atzma. And therefore Rashi emphasizes that you make a mixture of water and ashes, and that's how you make the mechatas. In other words, Rashi has to emphasize in Yevamis, since the Rashi Yevamis is learning that it's part of the avodah of the para, this creation of the mechatos of the paraduma mixture. So there Rashi emphasizes you put the ashes in the water because avodah b'paratzma. And in Yuma, Rashi says the water with the ashes, it's really the halacha, you put the ashes on the water. But the point of Rashi is that it's not an avodah with the ashes, avodah just in making, it's not an avodah, it's not part of the carbon. You're just creating mechatos. So therefore Rashi says, lo seis mayim al efer b'kli cheres, to show that it's not mamish an avodah as part of the carbon, because he starts with the water. They'll say smayim al efer. It's mashma that's doing something with the water, which has nothing to do with the coat, with nothing to do with the animal. It's not part of the animal. The ashes are with the animal, not the water. So you see that it's not part of the avoda. So now that we resolved all this, we can go back to our sugi and erichin and say the following. We see that here also Rashi explained that kiddush is la'arev mayim chayim be'efer chatas. In other words, like Rashi explained, like he learned in Yuma, and therefore Rashi understood shadat's our sugi on erichin. in the parish of this brisa is that the kiddush is not part of the avodas bepara atzma. Mechen legabe hazah. Yevamos Rashi learns lahazas al tmei meis. You're sprinkling on the tmei meis, which is an avod of the mazeh, and it relates to the mazeh, to the sprinkler. In other words, it's an avod gemura in the seder of the parah aduma, like we said. But in our sugya, Rashi learns that it's mimei chatos, like we were talking in the previous shir. Notice the ikar tara is done through the mei chatos automatically, and the mazeh is not considered like he did avod in them. And certainly it's not considered an avodah bapara atzma. Because in our sugi, he's learning, like in the sugi in Yuma, that it's not an avodah bapara atzma. It's separate from the actual para. It's now being machshir mechatas. What's weird, though, is to understand how our sugya is going in Erchin is going into the sugya Yevamos, Magam that Rashi brings the sugya Yevamos. We bring the member of Rebbe Lazar, Shemakara Bosa sugya Yevamos, and Rashi brings that sugya. So in our sugya, we're learning that it's not part of the avod of the par, and in Yevamos, it is the part of the avod of the par. So it would appear the explanation is as follows. We have to be medayik. Why does the Gemara bring the member of Rebbe Lazar both in Katua? It's cut off. He says a halacha with a tam. And we only bring the halacha. What's the halacha of Rebbe Lazar? The halacha of Rebbe Lazar is Halkol Ksherim Lasuya Mai Lasuya Arok Rebbe Lazar Melazar Arol Si Shehiza Zosok Shera. All it brings Arol Si Zosok Shera, and it doesn't say Midi Daba Tvul Yom. Why doesn't it bring the time? And the answer is, because we're somech on the din of Rebbe Lazar, but with a little bit of a difference, with a little bit of a change. We're going to explain it differently. And the reason is, because we want to explain a kokshar and lahazas lasui arel, and we have to say that an arel is kosher even lechatchila. And as Rav Hamik Shlit explained in other shiurim, the yisod of the sugya is that whatever we include with the word hakol, the beginning of the Mishnah is something that's a chiyuv garma lechatchila. So lashon member Lazar is arel shehiza zasok shera, and it's mashma b'dieved. And it's definitely better that an arel not be mazeh, but if he was mazeh zasok shera. So according to the sugya Yevamos, we understand very well because an arel has a tzatuma. And we're talking Yevamos about an arul shalom esu echav machmas mila, so that's mamish even worse. So it's pashut elichatchila an arul shouldn't do hazah because he's tame, he's a tzatuma. But in our sugya, we're married that an arul is kosher lechatchila, and it must be like the sugya in Yuma, that the tful yom is not tame linyan truma, but rather it's like a mechuzer zman. But the reason he's called a little bit tame is because it's not yet his time. And if so, even an arul that we compare to a tful yom, he doesn't have a tzatuma, but rather it's like a mechuzer maisa, and therefore we can say that he's kosher even lechatchila. He's not a tzatuma here, like in the sugya Yevamos, but rather like the sugya Yuma, that it's just an inyan of mechuz v'zman, like we explained earlier, that the whole inyan of tful yom is not al tzatuma. That's why mechlal shehu tame sheyotze mechlal tuma. Not that chatas kai rachman and there's a psul kachim here because he's tame. Not that he is a shame tuma l'inyan truma. That kachim is like truma, that he's tame. For both of them. No. Not that he is a tzatuma, but rather, it's a psul b'fnei atzma mechus v'zman. And therefore, how do you know that he's a tahar? Not because chatas kai rachmana, because earlier on it says tahar. But not that he's a little bit tame, But rather, it's like a mechusar ma'isa. He's just lacking this ma'isa of doing bris milah. And therefore, this explains why in Yevamos, as we asked in the first year, Gemara learns a lashon of asur mutter. Shiv shalom asharo kosher lahazza. Can't say an arul's kosher. It's mutter. It's kosher. If he does it, akopana mutter lo lahazza, it's permitted. And if he does it, then it's going to be okay. But here Rashi learns, midi davatul yom shepasul b'tshurim of a kasher b'para. So here he's learning he's kasher legamre, not just that he's permitted, but that he's completely kasher. So we understand, based on everything we said, that Rashi learns very well in our sugya that an arel is meisuvech of machmas mila, because we're learning here, according to the svara, that this arel is mutar l'chatchila. He is not tzad rishus, he is not tzad tuma. Everything is 100% cool. So if you go to mahalach that in our sugya in erchin, it's even the chatchila, so therefore it's meisuvech of machmas mila. That's why it doesn't enter bris mila, because it's 100%. It's even the chatchila. Whereas nivamis Rashi doesn't say it, because there it's anyway only talking about b'diavad. And that's why it doesn't say vitaim of the Rebbe Lazar, because like we were like in the first year, because different reason than Rebbe Lazar, not exactly like Rebbe Lazar says there in Yevamos, because in Yevamos the mahalach is mitzad the tumah, and here the mahalach is not mitzad the tumah, but mitzad the mechusar zman, the mechusar ma'isa, the mechusar zman of etvul yom, and the mechusar ma'isa of the arel, that dvarim hayu breathtaking mamish. So hopefully we will continue learning these amazing Torahs. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.